to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Michael Austin, joins us, Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And Michael, great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here this morning on Chosen Generation Radio.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's, I guess, a big report that's due out, what, in about 8 days that, you know, now we're supposed to hold our breath and hang on for that. But I mean, all you need to do is look at the gas pumps, go to the grocery store, look at, you know, what's going on here in Texas. We've got a heat wave that we're in the middle of, and everybody's freaking out about, you know, possible energy shortages. Well, gee, I mean, in Texas, of all places, that we would be concerned about a lack of energy. Talk to me about how that impacts the economy, Michael.
Sure. Well, what we're basically seeing, whether it's the job market, whether it's prices at the pump, prices at the checkout, I think we're in a figurative deep breath before the economic plunge. It's clear that there's evidence, not that a recession is looming, but that it's most likely already here. We look at the jobs report as an example, with wages once again lower than inflation. That means that for the 15th straight month, American wages have fallen. And now we've seen this recent report that inflation is about 9.1%. That's the highest it's ever been, and it really does not bode well for the American economy.
Talk to me about the specific policies that have been put in place in the last, 16, 19 months, that have contributed to these issues.
Sure. Well, let's just look back in the last 2 years. How much federal spending has occurred? We've seen stimulus checks. We've seen extra unemployment benefits. We've seen enhanced child tax credits. We've seen loans upon loans upon loans. And that's just Joe Biden. We haven't even considered what's been happening at the Federal Reserve, which is the constant printing of money. And Economics 101 says that anytime you have unearned money into an economy, that turns into inflation. So it's not a coincidence that with this record amount of reckless, wasteful spending, we're also seeing prices jump to the highest levels we've seen in roughly 40 years. And it doesn't even matter that most of these programs have ended. It has created a lingering effect, in part because Joe Biden and the folks in Washington, D.C. don't want to turn off that spigot.
When you look at the jobs reports, and one of the things they tout is, yeah, but look at the unemployment. Look at how low the unemployment is. Is that a real number? And how many people do you think were a part of that, pandemic, the extra money that was passed out, the maintain unemployment kind of thing that went on, that maybe have fallen off the rolls? Is there a correlation between these things?
There is. And you need to be careful when you look at the unemployment rate number. Yes, it's low, but what we're looking at here are the amount of Americans who are looking for work. What about the amount of Americans that are staying home that say, you know what, okay, it's not even worth me entering the job market? If you look at those statistics, that's called the labor force participation rate. That shows Americans are leaving the job market. And so whether it's white, black, brown, it doesn't really matter.
Sure.
There are a significant number of Americans here that don't even want to participate in the workforce at all. And so then that leaves up those who are participating a very small percentage of the population.
Well, because I know that a lot of employers are concerned about, you know, the quality of the people that are walking in their door to consider for hire. And then in addition to that, staff shortages are just dramatic all over the place in just about every industry. And so it makes you wonder that question about, okay, well, you know, I mean, staff shortages and so on, low unemployment, maybe a lack of a pool, but that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about people that are just basically have spent the last 2 years sitting on their sofa, not participating, who are saying, I don't see a benefit in trying to get out there and get back into this rat race.
Yes, and that is why, you know, free market economists like myself, you know, like to talk about the dangers of, you know, excessive government overreach and excessive spending.
Free money.
It creates an incentive, and unfortunately it's a bad incentive that doesn't lead to a productive workforce or a strong economy. If you have federal government spending all this amount of money telling you that you can stay home, you don't need to work, then guess what you're going to do? You're not going to go in and look for a job.
Right.
And it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't matter that these programs have recently ended. There's still so much cash around, so much unearned income flowing throughout the economy.
I was just going to ask you about that, because a lot of people are of the impression that all of those programs have ended now. And so, well, where are these people getting the money to be able to just sit at home? And you're beginning to explain that, but go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think it's a question, and I think it's something that I appreciate you giving us some insight into what's, you know, how that's working.
Some programs have ended, but some have not. You know, Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan Act is still distributing taxpayer money out to governments and different types of businesses. And if you look across the country, most of that money still hasn't been spent because they have no idea what to spend it on. There's no COVID relief to spend it on because COVID is largely over. And so they're spending it on programs that will create, you know, horrible, discouraging effects on the U.S. economy. And it's rippling to today.
What neighborhoods? I know that Project 21 Black Leadership Network is very concerned, obviously, about the black community in particular. Is that a community that is being most dramatically impacted by these policies? I mean, I know, again, we're not saying that it's just impacting one particular group, but it seems as though, you know, again, the black community is bearing a lot of the brunt of these policies from a party that says, oh, we're for Black Lives Matter, quote unquote.
You know, unfortunately, that's just an answer that comes from history. You know, whenever you've had these massive amount of government intervention, it has created poverty. And I think you can most certainly say that the African American community is, you know, one such community that has been devastated by these types of interventions. And we're still seeing it today. So if you look at the latest jobs report, as an example, we talked about that labor force participation rate or the amount of people not working for African Americans. That's moving in the wrong direction. More African Americans are saying that they're going to stay out of the labor force, and so their participation rate continues to fall, or their employment participation rate continues to fall. But I think you're right. It really goes across all of America. But, you know, even when the left talks about how they're really here to help minority communities, their policies are actually making it worse.
One of the other things that's going on, I was going to pull up African Americans staying at home. You've got, according to, Washington Informer here, May 1st, well, this is 2020, but yet a lot of black leadership as well, the more progressive leadership telling black Americans, you know, stay home. You're safer if you stay home. Don't go out and so on. And we have another wave. They're projecting another wave of this, whatever they want to call the next wave of the virus, monkeypox or whatever, however they're going to label it. But they're suggesting there's another wave that's on its way. And so then you've got these leaders that are out that are talking about telling African American people to stay home in these kinds of plandemics. How devastating is that to the communities?
Well, the problem here is not necessarily whether people should stay home for the next outbreak. The problem here is that they're not given a choice to decide what to do for themselves.
Okay.
The problem here is that there is some, as you said here, leader, quote unquote, right, telling them what to do, basically saying, trust me, I've got this. Give me your money. I'll take care of you. Give me more power. I'll take care of you. And that's not how the American system works. Anytime you give any individual or group of people power, unchecked power, it leads to despotism and poverty and unfortunately societal destruction. And so here in America, what we really should be promoting is, look, if you want to stay home, you know, you decide to stay home on your own and you take the consequences of that action. If you want to go outside, the same thing. But don't give your power to politicians who, you know, want to be self-serving and are only in power, right? Because not because they want to help, but because they want to stay in power, and they'll continue to use you or to consider you a victim in order to amass more wealth and power for themselves.
That kind of victimhood ideology and mentality is a big part of what's being taught our children through CRT. When you take young people and you build that in as a base, when you look at economy, you look at economy from productivity as well. So when you take an entire generation and you start telling them that they're never going to have an opportunity, they're never going to have a chance, you build all these negatives in. How devastating, again, is that to a particular group's economic outlook? Am I making sense in the question that I'm asking, Michael?
Yeah, I think what it does is it creates a culture of dependency on government, as opposed to creating a culture of innovation, of self-sufficiency, of the American spirit and exceptionalism. It's all about, you know, making it easier for the government to take more of our power, to take more of our rights away, and to do whatever it wants, you know, depending on whoever's in power. And that's not how this country is founded. You know, we should most certainly teach our children that it doesn't matter, you know, what you are, it doesn't matter who you are, right? You have an opportunity by living here in this country, and you can achieve anything you want to if you, you know, keep your faith in the Lord, keep the faith in your family, and that you seize opportunities and work hard at every instance that you can.
Well, and faith, of course, plays a big role in that. And one of the things that's an underlying, truly an American ideal is that, you know, when we work, we work as unto the Lord, and so therefore we give our very best. We do our very best, no matter whether we're working for someone or whether we are a boss and we have people working, you know, underneath us that we are supervising or managing, but we treat them well because it's a reflection of our relationship with God and the virtues that puts into us. We'll talk a little bit more about that, if you don't mind, when we get back, and how that plays a role also in our economy. The idea of virtue. Back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's ctrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Michael Austin. And he is with Project 21 Black Leadership Network. You can find it at nationalcenter.org, nationalcenter.org. Click on Project 21 and you can follow, the work that they're doing to help raise awareness about issues within, the African American community and also to raise up the African American community and deal with a lot of the issues that are happening there, jobs and economy and so on. And Michael's specialty is the area of economy. I was talking coming into the break about the role that that God and virtue play as it relates to economy and work ethic and things of that nature. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Sure. Well, you know, don't quote me on Bible verses, but I do know that there's many times in scripture where he talks, where the Lord talks about, the ability to carry your own load. And by carrying your own load and burden, you're able to help others. And, you know, as simple as that statement is, it's the foundation of a free market economy. You know, when you provide for yourself and you provide for your family, you know, you now have the means to, you know, to give freely, to be charitable, to help other folks who, let's say, can't help themselves. And that's the beauty of a capitalist system. And it's why America is that shining, you know, shining country on the hill. But when we get away from that, when our first priority becomes, you know, take, and you know, steal, unfortunately, we're sharing a smaller and smaller pie, and we're not taking any resources or any effort to really make sure we improve our own economic well-being.
We go back to, I think, to the victimization message, right? Because if the message is, as well, you're a victim. You can't achieve, all the chips are stacked against you. You know, nobody wants you to make it, what have you. Now all of a sudden you are stripping an individual of their sense of value and their sense of their ability to be able to have that independence that you're talking about.
That's right. Not only that, but it preys on negative human emotion. When you think that you're a victim, or if you think that you're in a system where nothing you can do will ever, you know, improve your life, it'll lead you, you know, it'll tempt you to be selfish. It'll tempt you to be greedy. It'll tempt you, you know, to be angry, to endure wrath. It's not a good direction. The only person it really helps is, you know, whoever is leading you down this temptation, leading you down this path. But it's socially destructive, and it can end up, you know, tearing the fabric of this country apart.
Well, speaking to that, you know, when we have the lawlessness that we're seeing, where you're saying to people, go ahead and go in and steal up to $900 from a business, as an example, and you're not going to get prosecuted. There are not going to be any consequences for that. You're creating that kind of an environment. Am I missing something here, Michael?
No, you're exactly right. When you subsidize bad behavior, guess what you get? More bad behavior. And we're seeing this across many different parts of coastal areas. There was just a speech the CEO of Starbucks was having, saying that he's going to have to close stores in Washington, Oregon, and California, because crime is through the roof. You know, let's not forget that the same CEO wanted to have an open bathroom policy and, you know, encourage people to, let's unfortunately, do drugs or commit nefarious activities in his own
store. His own facility. So, yeah. Crazy.
You live by the woke sword, you die by the woke sword, unfortunately. And it really comes back to providing accountability to the things that you do so that people can truly succeed and you hold those negative impulses at bay.
All right. We've only got about 2 minutes left. So very quickly, give me three things that my listeners and my viewers can do to influence policy or to change things and get us turned back in the right direction.
Sure. Well, one of the easiest things that we can do is vote. We have an election coming up. You know, look at your candidates. Find who are the candidates that are proposing, you know, to cut the federal budget, to cut regulation, and to really help businesses adapt. Because that'll give us the best chance, if we truly are in a recession, to come out of it as quickly as possible. I would say that that's almost, you know, the paramount thing that we can do in this immediate area is to hold government accountable.
And of course that means, folks, you know, getting engaged, as we encourage you to do. The number to call for that is 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol switchboard. And we need to tell our representatives what message very quickly, what would you tell them to say to their representative if they're calling them? Stop voting on giveaways? I don't know. Talk to me about real quick.
Stop adding to the $30 trillion in debt. Stop putting in more burdensome regulations and get out of the way.
Okay, get out of the way. Stop putting things in the way that are interfering with the economy. One thing they can do is eliminate restrictions on our energy market so we can become energy independent again. There's a lot of good paying jobs available just simply by making America energy independent again. Michael Austin, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Again, follow Project 21 Black Leadership Network at nationalcenter.org. Back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to welcome my next guest. Boy, if I can get my chair here. There we go. I've got this vinyl on the floor, and it gets dips down in it, and the wheel gets locked in the dip, and then it won't turn. But there we go. Now we're good. All right. I want to welcome my next guest to the program. And it's really a pleasure to get the opportunity to see him and have a live visit like this. I want to welcome John Lott Jr. to the program. John, welcome. Good to have you. Thanks for being here on Chosen Generation Radio.
It's good to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we were just talking about, you know, we have some good news in one of these. I mean, it's very sad because the individual in Indiana was able to kill three people before they were stopped. But thank God that they were stopped, and thank God for this 22-year-old young man who was carrying and was able to step in and put an end to this threat. Talk to me, if you would, about, did I do this?
I still hear you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Talk to me, if you would. Hang on one second. Okay. I've got Rick Manning joining us. Talk to me, if you would, about your thoughts on this situation, John, and, the impact. Well, you said there's a lot more cases like this that are not put out there.
Right. Well, I mean, on our website at crimeresearch.org, right at the top, we have compiled a list of cases over just the last few years where people who were legally carrying guns, such as what happened in Indianapolis, stopped what police say otherwise would have been a mass public shooting. Over the last year, there's been 10 such cases. Since the beginning of 2020, we have 23 cases that are listed there. We have dozens more before that. These cases rarely get national news coverage. That's what makes it so different in this case. Unfortunately, the media, whether it's the New York Times or the Associated Press, want to put out the narrative that these things just don't happen. Well, we put together the cases there. They rely on some work done with the Texas State University. They did that initially under contract from the FBI. When I was working in the Department of Justice up until January last year, one of the tasks that I had assigned was to go and look at the reports that the FBI had put together on that. And they were just huge errors. They had missed lots of cases, kind of appallingly missed lots of cases. And even when the errors were pointed out to them, even when they conceded them, they refused to go and fix them. But, you know, people don't need to take my word for it. If they go to our website at crimeresearch.org, they can click on the link right at the top of the page there, and they can go and read the news articles that are there. One of the things is it's very likely that this even underestimates the number of cases because, as you'll see, many of these cases only got one or two local news stories. They rarely got any national news coverage, and even when they did get national news coverage, the national news coverage often got the story wrong. I'll give you one example. You remember the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
A few years ago. Just a few days after that, at a Kroger grocery store in Louisville, Kentucky, a racist had gone into the grocery store and was shooting blacks. What got the national media attention was a quote from the murderer where he turned to a white customer and said, "Whites don't shoot whites." So it was played as this white racist assuring another white customer that he had nothing to worry about since they were both white. What ABC, CBS, NBC, the others missed was the full quote. The full quote from the murderer was, "Please don't shoot me. Whites don't shoot whites." That the customer had a permitted concealed handgun with him and was pointing the gun at the murderer. And rather than the murderer assuring the customer that the customer had nothing to worry about, the murderer was pleading with the customer not to shoot the murderer. And they exchanged, which is the opposite, they exchanged gunfire. Mm-hmm. The murderer was seriously wounded. Got into his car, drove about a mile and a half down the road before he passed out, and that's where the police were able to apprehend him.
And he was shot by the white customer.
That's right. So the national media wanted to play it as a pure racist type story. In fact, it was more complicated because here you had a white customer coming to the aid of blacks who were being murdered. And despite the white customer being assured that he himself had nothing to worry about because the guy was just going after whites, the white customer intervened to go and protect the black customers that were there. So, you know, you could, rather than playing it as a hero who came to the aid of people of a different race, the media just wanted to play up the racist aspect of the story.
Which is very typical. Rick Manning has joined us online as well. Rick, did you have any questions for John?
Yeah, John, one of the things that I've observed over time is that when things like license to carry laws go into effect, homicide rates go down. And it's counterindicative to what the left would have us think, because, you know, truth is, if the criminal doesn't think they can get away with it, if they think that they might get shot, they're much less likely to put them in a position, set themselves in a position to be shot. Has that been your observation?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to wonder where the question was going to be. Look, you deter crime by making it risky for criminals to go and commit crime. And you can do that with higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences. But you also make it riskier for criminals to go and commit crime if victims are able to defend themselves. Anybody who's read my academic work knows that I think police are extremely important in stopping crime. I think they're the single most important factor. But the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the question is, what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And it turns out having a gun, particularly for people who are relatively weaker physically, women and the elderly. And it particularly benefits the people who are the most likely victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high crime urban areas. The very most vulnerable people in our society are the ones who benefit the most from having a gun. Look, when you're talking about things like these mass public shootings, you look at it, these murderers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. Their goal is to try to get as much media attention as they can. They know the more people they kill, the more media attention that they're going to be able to go and get. And so they go to places where they know their victims aren't able to go and defend themselves, because they know that's easier. I mean, you don't need to take my word for it. Just read the diaries and manifestos for these murders. The Buffalo murder, for example, the grocery store attacker there, the media refuses to go and mention that in his manifesto he goes into great detail explaining why he picked the target that he did, and his top reason is that he wanted to go to a place where victims were unarmed, where he knew his victims would not have permitted concealed handguns, because he explicitly stated how that would make his job so much more difficult. But it's just not him. On our website, we literally have dozens of cases where people have left statements in their diaries or manifestos explaining that very point over and over and over again. It's not by accident that about 96% of these mass public shootings occur in places where guns are banned. Look, you can have one police officer in uniform at a place, but they have an almost impossible job in stopping these types of attacks. You know, you have one person in uniform there. It's like putting somebody there with a neon sign that says, shoot me first. Because once, if the attackers know that that's the only person with a gun in a place, right, and they go after them, who are they going to go after first? Because they know if they kill that one person with a gun, the officer who's in uniform, they're going to have free rein to go after other people that are there.
Well, it's the same argument as well that's used relative to, you know, conceal carry versus carrying it on your hip. You know, potentially, if you're carrying it on your hip, you become an initial target for someone that's trying to kill people or rob a particular establishment versus if you're concealed carried, you know, they don't know who in that establishment may or may not be armed.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And, I think, it's important to make criminals know that you have concealed carry in a place, not open carry or having people in uniforms. People in uniforms are even more readily identified than somebody who may have a gun on their hip. And they have a much more difficult job. I mean, our thanks should go out to people in uniform precisely because they have a much more difficult job, in stopping these types of attacks or crime generally. It makes them a target.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have more with John Lott Jr., Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find him at johnrlott.com. And
No, that's a fake website.
I'll take that. It's shit.
The website is crimeresearch.org.
Okay. So just crimeresearch.org.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure we get that corrected. Back with more right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And my co-host in this segment, Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, GetLiberty.org. And he also is a former representative for the NRA. And John Lott Jr., Crime Prevention Research Center. And that's crimeresearch.org. I'm sorry, I did it again. I'll get it corrected. Crimeresearch.org. Rick, you had a specific question that you wanted to ask John.
John, you were working in the FBI with the data and reports, crime reports and the like. How come justifiable homicides, the self-defense usages of firearms, is so dramatically underreported?
Well, they rely on local police departments to go and provide the data to the FBI. Only a few percent of police departments report that. It's even worse than the justifiable homicides by police data, which is well known to be lacking. But the not only that, not only do you only have a few percent of police departments do that, but even those police departments have problems because often it's not determined until sometime after the death has occurred whether it was justifiable or not. And police departments simply don't go back and correct the earlier data. So you're missing cases even in the few percent of police departments that do it. People often point out, they'll say, well, you know, 30 states report this data. The problem is, a state will report the data even if only a few police departments in that state are reporting the data. So it's not really the total by any means. You know, the broader question that you have is just simply brandishing a gun is defensive gun use. And that's the survey data that we have indicates about 95% of the time people use guns defensively, simply brandishing guns sufficient to go and cause a criminal to break off an attack. Just give you an idea, looking at news coverage and how much news coverage misses. Last year we did a study, during the first 9 months of the year, there were about 2,000 news stories on defensive gun uses in the country. Most of those, though, involve cases where the criminal had been killed. Closely followed was cases where the criminal was wounded. Only about 4% of the news stories actually involved stories of brandishing. And the most of those involved cases where the attacker was held at gunpoint until the police arrived. It just gives you an idea. What's newsworthy is not always the same thing as reflecting reality. So, you know, what's newsworthy, if it bleeds, it leads type of thing. And it's understandable. If you're an editor of a news bureau and you have two stories in front of you, in one case, there's a dead body on the ground. In another case, a woman has brandished a gun. The would-be a criminal has run away. No shots are fired. No crime actually committed. You're not even 100% sure what crime would have been committed. I think anybody would go and pick the first story to run in the paper versus the second story where a crime never occurred. And while that's understandable from a newsworthiness perspective, it doesn't reflect reality very well. And it gives people a very skewed view of how frequently defensive gun uses occur and also what constitutes a defensive gun use. Most people will think most times that guns are used defensively, somebody's killed. And that's simply not what happens.
It's also, I don't think, helpful relative just to the narrative overall in encouraging people to understand that, again, you know, an armed citizen is a tremendous deterrent to a criminal, as you mentioned in our first segment about the manifest that was written by, I believe you were talking about the Buffalo shooter, who basically said that one of the reasons that he specifically picked that target was that he believed that it was going to be a quote unquote target rich environment without any armed resistance.
Without any civilians being armed. There was a uniformed armed guard there. He had cased the place and seen that. But as I was talking about earlier, you know, somebody in uniform, if he's the only person who's believed to have a gun, he has an incredibly difficult job because he's going to be the first person the attacker is going to target.
One of the cases you bring up is Charleston, West Virginia, May 25th, 2022, where you had a woman who was lawfully carrying a pistol who shot and killed a man who began shooting at a crowd of people in Charleston. Can you speak to that particular case?
Yeah, well, there was a crowd of people outside an apartment building. A man had come up. I guess he had had some confrontation earlier with people there. And started firing his rifle in there. Fortunately, there was a woman who had a concealed handgun with her, legally carrying it, and was able to go and quickly stop him. That's just from May. As I said, over the course of this last year, we have 10 similar examples like that. It's something that the media just doesn't cover. Look, I have to say, I've kind of reached the end of my rope in terms of just the media bias on these issues. My guess is that the entire debate would be incredibly different right now if the media just covered a few things differently. One is mention some of these cases when they occur, where you have a civilian using a gun to stop what police say otherwise would have been a mass public shooting, like the one in Indianapolis or the one that you just mentioned from West Virginia. The other thing is just to mention that the successful attacks keep on occurring in places where people are banned from having guns. These right. attackers aren't crazy, but they're not stupid. They know they can get more media attention if they kill more people, and they want to go to a place where victims can't defend themselves. And that raises another issue, and that is the media, because they cover these things so much and because the goal for these murders is to get media attention, feeds these individuals, goal. And it actually encourages them to do it. Now, I'm not going to go and argue we should get rid of the First Amendment. I'm not going to argue we should rewrite it, but it gives us insight into what we need to do in order to stop these attacks. And the insight is, the faster you can get somebody there with a gun, the more lives you're going to be able to go and save. And so these gun-free zones. And, you know, so you look at the Texas school shooting, you look at the hospital shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just talked about the Buffalo case. The school shooting and the hospital shooting were also in gun-free zones, places where guns were banned. 30% of the schools, public schools in Texas, have armed teachers. Unfortunately, Uvalde school was not one of them. Would you rather have a sign in front of a school that says this school is a gun-free zone, or would you rather have a sign that says warning, select teachers and staff at the school are carrying concealed handguns,
right,
and will use them to go and protect the students and others who are there at the school? You know, which one do you think is going to go and dissuade these murderers from attacking? Again, their goal is to get media attention on this, and they know the media worldwide is going to give them more attention if you know, they kill more people.
Absolutely. John Lott, Jr., our guest, crimesearchresearch.org for more information on this very important topic. Again, crimesearch.org. John, thank you very much. I appreciate you being with me today. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928-2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.